welcome to Story Shop. Today we're talking to Katrina Silvey, who's reading at the Edinburgh International Book Festival. So, Katrina, tell us a little bit about what's got you interested in writing.
Well, I've been writing pretty much forever. I think my first finished work was a massively derivative Animals of Farthing Wood inspired self-illustrated story about foxes when I was around 7. But I've probably been writing seriously for maybe 5 years or so.
So you've been finished writing about foxes for now. Can you tell us a little bit about the piece that you're going to read from today and you'll be reading at during your Story Shop performance at the book festival in the Spiegel tent?
It's a story about a woman who receives a peculiar visitor who effectively is claiming to be the second coming. The reason I wrote a story about this is because I have trouble making enough happen in short stories, because I usually write longer form stuff, so I thought I'd make one of the biggest things happen that could happen. So the bit I'm going to read is shortly after this gentleman has arrived. I thought he was a fraud until I saw him raise the pigeon to life. It was lying on the patio in a grey lump, its faint ghost printed on the window. He crouched over it and poked it with one finger, like a child, curiosity overcoming disgust. It twitched. As I watched, a wing rose, and then it jumped to its feet, tilting its neck to reveal a flash of rose-pink shimmer under the grey. Then it flew off in a clatter of wings. He looked up at me through the window where I stood holding the kettle, mirroring my open mouth. After that, it was different. Or it wasn't. It was the slicing diagonal between what ought to have been different and what was the same that caught me. Every morning, face to face with the ineffable, cooking its scrambled eggs and sitting down with it to read the papers while waiting for the room to explode. Ineffable. I thought about the word. Literally, from the Latin, unspeakable. Now, in English, it meant I couldn't F him. It made me smile. I thought about celibacy and innuendo and his brown fingers curled around the cup. Small miracles kept coming. He turned baked beans into lychees. It was inconvenient since their number rather than their mass had been conserved. There they lay, in the saucepan and overflowing, spilling out along the worktop like blank eyeballs. If there was a theological point to it, it escaped me. After some time, he decided it was the moment to inform the world. We went to a shopping centre. He stood in the middle of the hall between Dixon's and Poundland and talked. I brought a tambourine because it seemed appropriate. I was a bit embarrassed. When the kids came up to him and asked him if he was a paedophile, he said, "Etymologically, yes," and turned their hair into gold and their insults to singing.
Come along to Story Shop at 4 p.m. every day in the Edinburgh International Book Festival Spiegel tent.